When Congress approved a continuing resolution in March to avert a government shutdown, it also zeroed out funding for dozens of local projects in the Lehigh Valley and the Poconos, including police equipment, flood control, and a major anti-opioid initiative in Monroe County. Monroe County Commissioner John Christie said he believed the county had secured more than $2 million for an opioid task force to help track drug distribution networks, but only found out months later when they reached out to their federal contacts to see when they would receive the funding.
And they said, oh yeah, that's right, it did get cut. I'm sure that somebody eventually sent out a letter, but you were led along that we're working in Congress to get this through for you.
Former U.S. Representative Susan Wild had requested funding for 15 projects before leaving office. She said she was stunned to learn, only after the fact, that none of them made it into the bill.
Once something has passed through appropriations and been approved and the recipient has been notified, it's pretty unusual, is my understanding, to have it be rescinded.
Wild blamed Republicans, including her successor, Ryan McKenzie, who voted for the measure that eliminated the CPF funding. McKenzie disputes that characterization, since no districts got funding, and he has invited would-be recipients to reapply for next year. Armin Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.